For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Republicans are determined to press ahead with a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh if the woman who accuses him of high school sexual misconduct does not show up for a Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford wants an FBI investigation first. Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand supports Dr. Ford's insistence that the FBI should investigate.
There should be an investigation by the FBI because they're nonpartisan. They'll do an objective investigation of the facts, present those facts to the Judiciary Committee. And this is exactly the process you do for all judicial nominees, especially for the Supreme Court.
Grassley says he hopes she will show up on Monday morning to testify and that her prepared remarks and biography are due on Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Authorities say a manhunt is on for a man who walked into a retirement home outside Philadelphia and killed his parents just hours after his divorce was finalized.
Bruce Rogall went to Bellingham Senior Living Center, which is in East Goshen Township, Chester County, and he shot and killed both of his parents in their apartment in the senior living center.
Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan says earlier, Rogall went to his ex-wife's house and started shooting there, but no one was injured. Before it even hit, meteorologists warned that the storm surge in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence is what would really get people in the Carolinas. Sabrina Bengel of New Bern, North Carolina, says that's what hit them.
You know, good rainstorm or something, we do get water, but nothing like this. It was the storm surge that got us. It was a 10, almost 10 and a half foot storm surge.
200,000 people are still without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The woman convicted of assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from a Utah state prison. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time she'd served in federal custody. Barzee pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband Brian David Mitchell. She's been placed on 5 years federal supervision, but authorities have not provided other details about her release. Smart believes Barzee is still a danger and hopes her family will commit her to a mental institution. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The governor of North Carolina has a message for residents who are flooded out. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
One thing we know too well is that sunshine doesn't necessarily mean safety.
The governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, worrying about the people in his state returning prematurely to their flooded out homes after Hurricane Florence.
Please, for your safety and the effectiveness of our emergency operations, do not try to return home yet.
As for the roads,
there are more than 1,100 road closures, including I-95 and I-40 still. Roads remain dangerous, and new road closings are still happening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.